Listen, I just want to start this episode by saying, fuck you, Cliff.
Yeah, I mean, he likes Mortal Kombat Annihilation.
He loves Mortal Kombat Annihilation.
Hard to redeem yourself, Cliff.
Mm-hmm.
That's all.
I just thought it'd be fun if we said, fuck you, Cliff.
Yeah, we said it before we got on the air, which is funny, because Cliff's like the nicest guy, so
he's just a sweetie.
I don't know why you want to be mean to him, but it just makes it more fun to be mean to Cliff.
If you guys find yourself in the wild somewhere and you see Cliff, just tackle him and start rubbing his belly. He loves that shit.
He does. You may have to buy him some booze when you're done.
Yeah, yeah, but, no.
You know, you rubbed the man's belly without him saying it was okay. You literally just like, but Tim said it was okay. I don't think that stops you from getting arrested. So you better buy him some booze so he doesn't call the cops.
Yeah. And I mean, watch out for that erection. You know what I'm saying? Anyways, let's talk about movies, buddy. This isn't about Cliff's erection. That's a different podcast. Let's talk about movies. I'm going to talk about a movie right now. I'm going to talk about Bathory, Countess of Blood.
You mean Ratlord?
Blood. What's that?
Ratlord?
Yeah.
Ratlord, are you not familiar with this?
No.
So there, you know, are you familiar with the metal band Bathory?
Yes.
So there was, and I don't know if this is real or internet bullshit, but I don't care. When it comes to internet bullshit, I don't care.
Sure.
I'm happy to be an idiot.
Sure.
But somebody posted a Bathory shirt on eBay for sale, but labeled it as Ratlord. Because, you know, it was a metal, it's Bathory written out in the metal. Metal.
Yes. Ratlord.
Yeah.
I am the Ratlord. I can't even say it. You may remember I did a movie talking about Countess Bathory,
yes.
And I said, this is the better of the two.
Okay. Yep.
So Bathory, Countess of Blood from 2008. I watched this at the very tail end of August. Here is my biggest gripe with it. 2 hours, 21 minutes. Whew. It's a bit long for something that's not super interesting.
Right.
Biography, drama, fantasy, directed by Joraz Jakubisku.
Sorry.
Could you tell halfway through that I just didn't give a fuck?
I didn't think you did when you started.
There it is.
I mean, we did start talking about erect Cliff. And
we will end talking about erect Cliff. Starring absolutely nobody, because I didn't write that down. I knew I was going to miss something.
You finally pulled the name.
Yeah, woo! Nobody was in this movie. It was just hills and fields and castles and blood.
And Ratlord.
And Ratlord. Ratlord!
Ratlord!
Praise be. Bathory is based on the legends surrounding the life and deeds of Countess Elizabeth Bathory, known as the greatest murderess in the history of mankind.
Oh, one thing I wanted to point out in the last episode when you talked about this is the band Ghost, who you know I'm very fond of, has a song called Elizabeth that is based on this particular person.
It's really funny because it seems like some people are like, she's a whore and she murders peoples. And other people are like, nah, she's fine.
Yeah.
She just happened to be a woman back in the day. And they're like, let's ruin her name.
Yeah.
And that's kind of the take this movie takes.
That's cool.
This description just goes on for fucking ever.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, your bullet points, much better telling of the Bathory story with better historical accuracies.
Nice.
So whether or not it's true, I don't know, but it felt correct. It turns out she has the Guinness Book of World Record for most murderous woman.
Nice.
But I don't know what evidence they have. There's no historical documents known to exist.
Right, right.
So had I more time, I might have researched that. I probably wouldn't have.
No, that's fine.
But most murdery woman.
I mean,
that's my type too. That and the Baroness, you know.
I was
going
to say that, yeah.
Yeah, good murderous woman.
That's pretty much the Baroness, though.
That's pretty much what I like. Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
That's why I married a Puerto Rican. I can get stabbed at any time.
I mean, you gotta be careful.
Live dangerously.
Why not? Right? You gotta have some excitement in your life.
Life's so short.
Hi, Tim wife.
Hi. And like Cliff, I like my dangerous erections.
Dangerous erections, starring Tim and Cliff.
Oh. What's that there?
What is
shit.
Ooh,
is that the right one?
Dangerous Erections, starring Tim and Cliff.
Oh God, what's that over there?
An erection. Let me use my erection dex to identify that particular erection.
Erection dex. Why, that's a very sad one. Must be Tim behind that bush.
Wah, wah, wah. I did hit the right soundboard. By the way, I didn't just bullshit.
Fantastic.
That, yeah.
Fantastic. What the actual fuck?
Yep, how about those scores?
How about a 5.9 is IMDb.
Why weren't you a 6.9? You always fail me, IMDb.
Jerry!
critics, nobody watched it from the critical standpoint. 49% out of 2,000 some odd people in your Rotten Tomato audience. I give it a 6. I was close to IMDb. I think it's really good, and trust me, I mean it, if it's a movie that long and I stayed awake for it.
Sure.
Because once you go over about an hour and a half, I turn into a pumpkin.
That's fair. Mm-hmm. Let me ask you a question.
All right.
Do you ever watch Wild and Crazy Kids on Nickelodeon?
Wild and Crazy Kids.
Do you remember one of the hosts, Donnie Jeffcoat?
I do remember Donnie Jeffcoat.
What if I told you I watched a movie with Donnie Jeffcoat in it?
What? I would be ecstatic.
Well, then you should get ecstatic for 1988's Night of the Demons.
What? Donnie Jeffcoat?
Yes. Wow. I watched this in September of 2019. It is 1 hour and 30 minutes. It's a horror movie.
Shock. Oh, no. Does bad things happen to Donnie Jeffcoat?
They don't, actually. He plays the main character's younger brother who's in it for a minute.
Oh, good.
He has an awkward scene. I'll describe it in a second.
Ooh,
it was
awkward.
Directed by Kevin Tenney. Mm-hmm. It stars Amelia Kincaid, Linnea Quigley, and Don Jeffcoat.
All right.
The description of this movie is 10 teenagers in a haunted house for a Halloween party awaken an evil force inside the house. And then I added, because I didn't feel like writing more, evil shenanigans ensue.
Ah, shenanigans.
But there's a really awkward scene of Don Jeffcoat. He plays the main character's younger brother. The main character's a female. And he's hiding in her closet while she's getting dressed. And he comments on her boobs.
Nice.
Very awkward.
Donnie Jeffcoat, you are a wild and crazy kid.
Yeah, what the fuck? Bullet points on this movie. I fucking love this movie.
Okay.
This movie is so awesome. So the first time I watched this was probably like 4 or 5 years ago.
Okay.
And I was like, it's like one of those kind of infamous 80s movies. You've probably seen the cover a whole bunch with the Angela character as a demon on it. And it's like, I don't know, man. It seems kind of cheeseball. But Kevin Tenney fucking crushes it with his direction.
Nice.
It's like this really shitty premise that he just completely crushes it. He's got a... Like, he destroys racial stereotypes in this movie in terms of horror movies. There's a black male main character who survives to the end. And he's
what?
Yeah, he's not really... It's 10 people, so it's kind of like this ensemble movie, and you don't peg him for anybody's, like, kind of runs away at a point, but he ends up surviving to the end of the movie and saving the female lead.
Wow.
Yeah, it's really impressive. The effects are fantastic, but Steve Johnson, which if you're familiar with, like, Big Trouble in Little China, Fright Night, Ghostbusters, I mean, this dude fucking crushes
you know, anything
it.
Good.
Yeah. Fucking Lord of Illusions. Like, this guy is great.
I love Lord of Illusions.
Oh, my God. I'm glad you do. Every time there's a Magic the Gathering character called Nyx, and I think of that Lord of Illusion every time somebody brings it up.
God, man, I haven't watched that in so long.
It holds up. I
just remember
Blu-ray.
The swords falling at the beginning. That's like the thing I remember the most.
You know, did you see The Mummy with Brendan Fraser?
Once.
The character who plays Benny, like the little lunky sidekick to The Mummy, is Swan in Lord of Illusion.
Oh.
Yeah, it's fucking great.
Swan, cool.
And he's also Igor in fucking Van Helsing, the god-awful Hugh Jackman vehicle.
I vaguely remember that.
Yeah. The less you remember, the better. But yeah, this movie's really cool. I was really, like, I'm always thrilled to watch it. There's this one scene I wanted to talk about in particular where there's a mirror, and this is kind of what summons the demon, and they break the mirror, and the mirror breaks into glass shards on the floor, and he takes the time to glue the glass shards down so that he could get every single one of the 10 characters in a shard of glass, and he shoots it to where you can see their faces reflected in the glass shards.
Wow.
Yeah, like, so much care was taken by Kevin Tenney to make this interesting and different, and I think it permeates and gives it kind of this lasting quality.
That's fantastic.
That's really good. I highly recommend it. And you're going to see how much I like it based on these scores.
Right.
IMDb gives it a 6.2 out of 10.
Fair.
Not bad.
Fair. Not the best, second best in all of
right.
You know, movies.
Rotten Tomatoes critical score out of 10 whole critics, 40%. Not very good.
No.
Audience, 12,764 people gave this a 56%.
Huh, okay.
Well, fuck all of them, because I'm giving them a 7.5
nice.
Out of 10. This movie is fucking cool.
It's got Max's fuck all of them guarantee.
Yeah, absolutely. It's got Linnea Quigley's nipples in it, which is,
nips.
I mean, if you go back to our Return of the Living Dead episode, is always a high watermark for a horror movie. So, fucking, she jams lipstick into her nipple in this movie. I shit you not. That is an effect that happens in this film.
That's weird, and now I kind of want to see it.
Damn right you do.
Well, wild and crazy kids.
Yeah, things that'll make Cliff erect.
Things
shoving lipstick into a nipple.
Cliff, are you erect listening to this?
Please don't respond.
What's great about this is Cliff occasionally listens, mm-hmm. right?
You yeah. know,
when he gets
He's a good guy.
But he always downloads and checks.
Nice.
And he'll see that this title is titled Cliff's Erection. It's going to be great because I won't tell him about it prior.
That's amazing.
Yeah, you know, the little things in life. Right, Canada?
Ouch. Was that really? Did you catch the...
Cliff.
Jeez, Louise, he didn't mean it. He didn't know what he was doing. We're a lot of whiskey in, Cliff, I promise.
It's not his fault. He can't perform.
Oh, boy.
I should stop while I'm ahead.
It's getting worse.
It is. That's what she said.
Yikes.
Let's end this fucking thing, right?
Yeah, but we don't end. You got to do one, then I got to do one.
Let's end this thing. Let's middle this. Let's get me out of the way.
Okay.
I watched a movie called Rememory.
Okay.
You ever heard of this?
The fuck no.
All right. It's from 2017, which weirdly, I watched a lot of movies from 2017 in a row. You're going to find that out
okay.
soon. I don't know what you had for me 2017, but I kept coming to you.
Yeah.
That 2017 well. I watched this early September. It is 1 hour, 51 minutes. The genre is drama, mystery, sci-fi.
Mm-hmm.
Directed by Mark Polanski, starring Peter Dinklage, Matt Dink. Ellis, the Dink, Jordana Largie. Largie? A real
Largie.
Name. Hey, Largie. Gordon invents the rememory machine that allows him to see memories as they actually were. He dies in his office. Is it murder? Sam investigates by using the machine he, quote-unquote, borrowed from Gordon's wife. He looks at memories of others involved.
It's like the... Did you ever watch Outer Monsters?
Yes.
You know the machine they'd hook them up to make sure they, like, did their scare homework?
Right.
That's kind of what this is, huh?
It's pretty much what it is. Okay. And hello, Nickelodeon, you should sponsor this episode.
Please get on us.
Get on us. Get on Cliff.
Get on Cliff's erection.
Get on Cliff's erection. Ooh, there goes that, I guess.
Sorry, Cliff.
The erection or the sponsorship, you decide.
Nickelodeon Basically. Really picks.
they always are Lord and Savior.
Wild and Crazy Kids.
Well, Wild and Crazy Kids. Study Jeff Coat. My bullet points, cool mystery using memories of others to piece together events. Lots of twists and turns and surprises. And Peter Dinklage is really good. He is your lead character.
Hmm.
One thing I like is they aren't like, hey, little dude. Like, yeah. There's none of the little people shit.
Or making him a giant dwarf like they did in fucking yeah. Avengers.
Yeah, none of that either. That was weird, wasn't
That was
it?
Really a strange choice.
I mean, it's the character, right? But like,
really
sure.
a strange choice.
Basically, what this is a weird mystery where you're not really sure what's going on. You're not really sure what he's trying to piece together, but he even paints little miniatures of people he meets in the town. He's making a whole diorama. Oh,
it's like Beetlejuice.
It's very Beetlejuicy in that respect. And Peter Dinklage is just so good in this. And
it doesn't matter what this is, really.
Doesn't matter. You just want to see
Peter Dinklage is so good in this.
He really is. Like, if you want to see him do something and he's not in Game of Thrones, this is the one I'd recommend because nice. I've seen him in other stuff and it's like, it's all right.
Sure.
Or he's not a big enough focus. This is really good.
Did you ever see the original Death at a Funeral?
No.
He's in that.
Okay.
He's very good in that.
He's good in everything.
He is good in this.
He's good in this. I recommend this if you love Peter Dinklage. But it's a weird movie. There's just so much that happens. The idea of being able to go, hey, Max, I'm going to put this machine on you and see things as you see it. And I look through a television screen, and as you remember your childhood, I wasn't there for, I see it.
It's weird.
It's very weird, but it's very cool. Yeah, but it's very cool as far as trying to solve certain things,
sure.
mysteries, and crimes that happen.
That's cool.
Especially because the machine's kind of not legal in yeah. many respects. It's
very
experimental.
Like yeah. this Void Comp kind of deal. It's cool.
Correct.
Cool concept.
So IMDb gives it a 6.2.
Okay.
Now, here's something odd. Rotten Tomatoes critics, 20 critics, 25%.
Yowzer.
Big drop-off. Audience, 42%
Ooh.
Out of 864 people. I think that's because it's a thinky movie.
Okay.
And I think some people aren't in for a thinky. You know what I mean?
Like,
I
watch. Sure does.
Oh, boy, I tell you. I gave it a 7 out of 10.
Wow.
I think they're all wrong.
Holy shit.
I think it's good. I mean, I think IMDb's right. IMDb, you're taking this season, this new year.
Yeah,
you're
geez.
Really, we're on point with you. I don't know why we're trying to get this Rotten Tomatoes thing.
Yeah, fuck it. We can just do IMDb.
Please,
right
God,
now.
Help us. Please help yeah. us. Please, Rotten
Let's
Tomatoes.
Get a, yeah, come on. We can fix Rotten Tomatoes. We can do it.
We can do it.
If you help us.
We can make Rotten Tomatoes great again with Cliff's Erection.
That's right.
Take us home, buddy.
Yeah, so talk about rooms I want to escape. I watched 2019's Escape Room.
I see what you did.
Yeah. It was an hour and 39 minutes. I watched it in September. It's a horror movie. It is directed by Adam Robitel, and it stars Taylor Russell, Deborah Ann Wall, who I fucking can't get enough of, Deborah Ann Wall, right now. She's doing a lot of D&D. D&D stuff on YouTube and stuff. She's the best.
She is the best.
And Logan Miller. The movie summary is six strangers have to make it through a series of lethal escape rooms.
Ooh.
So there was... So I'm going to kind of... Let me walk you through this a little bit.
Sure.
As they're getting through these various escape rooms, these characters find out that they're all tied together because they all were survivors of a tragedy of some kind.
Okay.
And I was like, oh, like the idea of that is really interesting. It's like, are they all actually dead? Mm. And they think that they survived this tragedy, but they actually didn't. And they're like trying to come to grips with their own demise. Like I was in, right? I was in for a thinky. Like, sure. I was going for it. This movie ain't a fucking thinky.
Oh.
No, it's bullshit. It's just the most dangerous game.
Oh.
Rich people like to watch poor people fucking do dumb shit. I was so let down. So let down. Like, I was into it, man. I was like all up in there. I was like, oh, man, and the movie's an escape room, so I'm trying to put more into it. And I'm like putting fucking pegs and holes and shit and trying to see fucking clues pop out like Batman's computer in the 60s.
Do you know how hard I had to fight so many Cliff's erection jokes right there?
I was trying to run through it to get to Adam West in the hopes that I would distract you.
Nope.
But man, fuck no.
Oh, that's so unfortunate.
It's really a big letdown. I was fucking disheartened by this movie.
Oh, jeez.
So it just really felt like an excuse to come up with like five cool set pieces in a horror-esque movie. Like, would be cool if Saul had an escape room.
You think they made this movie just to get Deborah Ann Woll in there?
I don't know, but I'd make a movie just to get Deborah Ann Woll in there. She's great.
She is fantastic.
She's so cool. And not even like, you know, I don't even want that to come off as weird or creepy. But she's just legitimately awesome. Like
she
not,
is, and I don't care if it's creepy.
She's pretty. Don't get me wrong.
She nice to look at.
Yeah, but I'm just talking about cool as shit person.
Mm-hmm.
She is. So I would definitely hang out with Deborah Ann Woll. I put in capital letters, ending sucked. Because it fucking sucked. When it was just like some rich fucking people, I was so pissed. I was so pissed off. Not like, oh, so pissed off. It was just such a fucking lazy way to end this movie. It's a shame.
I hate that.
IMDb gave it a 6.3 out of 10. Never a 6.9, you fuckers. Rotten Tomatoes critical score, 150 critics gave it 50%.
Mm.
Audience, 2,399 people gave it 50%. 1%.
That's pretty definitive.
I'm coming in right on the mark at 5 out of 10.
And everybody's just like, Deborah Ann Woll was there.
She's so cool.
Mm-hmm.
She's so cool. The rest of this movie is fucking not Deborah Ann Woll.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
No. Go watch Daredevil. It's cooler.
It's way cooler.
Yeah. So go watch Daredevil. Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, get out of here, Cliff's erection.
Yeah, seriously.